School Superintendent Ken Marang says the district faces a more than $350,000 shortfall due to declining student enrollment and lower than anticipated state aid. To address that, he recommended cutting 5 full-time teaching positions, but the school board chose to lay off just one of the 5, and Marang says that position is paid for with special education funds, so it will not affect the overall budget shortfall. The board's decision means the district will have to use reserves to make ends meet next year, which concerns Marang.
You know, if you start spending your savings account to pay your house notes, you got problems.
Marang says if student enrollment declines further and state aid continues to fall short, the district will face an even larger shortfall next year with less in savings. He says the full-time teacher who will lose their job was only scheduled to work with 2 special education students next year. Marang says a few other part-time positions like teaching associates might be eliminated to help with the budget. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.